Hey, I'm Butterfly.
Hey, I'm Firefly.
Have you ever wondered if we aren't being told the truth about everything?
What have we been lied to about? Join us as we have conversations and ask questions about everything. We invite you to keep an open mind and consider the unfathomable.
Let's break the chains that enslave our minds. Come on, let's go down the rabbit hole.
Butterfly.
Hey, Firefly, what's going on?
I'm so glad to see you.
I'm so glad to see you.
We have another episode.
Are we going down a rabbit hole?
We're going down a rabbit hole that's kind of like patting ourselves on the back.
I know.
A little bit. But I like to do that sometimes.
Kind of.
As a matter of fact, I almost break my arm sometimes because I pat myself on the back.
You know what? We kind of have to pat ourselves on
every once
the
in a
back
while.
Now because, you know, like we're not really getting a lot of pats from anybody else.
Well, yeah. Like,
but it's okay.
Like an Indian guy at YouTube is not going to want to give us credit for what we're doing right now.
Yeah, so we're going to give ourselves credit. We're just going to, we're just going to draw attention to the fact that some of our predictions that we have talked about in previous episodes of things that we said were coming, they've already come true.
They're coming true.
Yeah.
And
it hasn't been that long.
What that validates is that, we're not just sitting here, kind of blowing smoke and just talking turkey. What we're talking about is we are accurately reading the tea leaves.
Yeah.
And now things that we're saying are coming to pass. So what was the first one?
So people need to heed our warnings.
They do. I mean, it's cool. We're like weather people.
I know. Doppler radar.
We know.
We just have our intuition.
We're not like the one weather lady who took the pokey and she went
in the middle of her forecast.
No, we didn't take the pokey, so we can actually complete the weather report.
I know.
But see, the weather, the thing is we're kind of like predicting kind of gnarly weather.
I know.
And
I
mean, so some gnarly weather came in that we predicted.
They're predicting weather, and they have like all their instruments and their Doppler radar, and they're creating the weather. So they kind of know what's coming.
They've got like radar and sonar and harp,
and do stuff, and then they get like their script saying, you know, this area is going to be on fire tomorrow. there's endless droughts yet record rain.
And what are they going to say? They're going to say, bombshell. We got a bombshell story for you today.
Breaking news.
And Satan's like, good. Don't take any creative license with the words.
Don't just stick to the script.
And right? Exactly. Verbatim. It's important. We put these people into we put them in a spell with specific words.
I think those people have like they're really okay with sticking to the script.
They
kind of need it.
They're like, excuse me, can I have a script for the rest of my life too? Tell me where to go. Tell me where to eat. Tell me everything.
Yeah.
So what was our first prediction that came true?
Well, should we go in order of recent to, okay. What did we just talk about like just a few episodes ago? Our pro sports rigged.
Yeah.
We were talking about that.
So we were coming out, we were talking about it kind of in the context of Dodgers, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
We were like, could it be that the reason those dudes have earpieces in the ear is because the puppet masters who are pulling the strings, first of all, sports people we've decided have sold their souls just like entertainers.
Right.
So it's all a big show. It's not real. There's nothing organic about sports.
A lot of it seems a little fishy, to say the least.
And this is what makes me almost 100% know that it's rigged, is how much betting is done.
Oh.
There's billions of dollars being bet.
Yeah.
So they're not going to leave anything to chance with billions of dollars on the line.
Yeah.
All of that is manipulated, and all the bettors are buying into the lie. You know what the bettors are doing? It's like they're watching a movie and betting on the outcome that's already been written.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they're doing.
But they're like going to Vegas and pulling the slot
machine. Exactly. So we did this episode talking about how, Shohei Ohtani gets paid $750 million. So he probably is on script and he probably gets like orders from upstairs into his ear. You got to strike out this time. Or, okay, the guy's coming with, he's going to serve it up high and tight on the third pitch. You just hit it out. That's totally feasible, right? And it's all for the purposes of betting.
And it's drama because it gets the fans stirred up, you know, like, oh my God, they lost this game and you know they're in a series, but then they win the next one and it like keeps the drama going and it keeps the fans coming, you know.
Because we talked about how sports is just another form of entertainment. And when you go watch a movie, you get sutured into the narrative.
Right.
And we've talked about that concept a lot. And that's actually a culture club trope. They love getting you sutured into a narrative because then the reality disappears.
Right.
When you go sit in a movie theater and you're watching a movie, reality disappears. There might be a fat dude like making noise next to you that might distract you temporarily. And you come out and you say, "Can you move over? Because you smell bad and you're making noise while you're eating your popcorn." But then you go back into the suture.
Right.
And so now let's say, what's your favorite movie?
Oh, I have several, but you know which one pops to
What?
my Carlito's Way?
Carlito's
I
Way.
love that
Every
movie.
time I go out, they pull me back
It's
in.
so gnarly.
So yeah, that's good. Michelle Pfeiffer's so awesome in that one. Is that
She no, she's not in that one.
which one is? Oh, she was in.
It's Penelope Ann Miller,
Oh, that's
Rockne,
right, and she's
and
great.
yeah, and what's his name?
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. He's so good in that
He is
movie.
so good. That's
It's
when
so good because
he's trying to get out.
yeah, he's trying so
Isn't
hard.
Sean Penn?
Sean Penn's in there. He's
He's
like
like,
the coke addict lawyer.
yeah.
He's so gross, but
And
he's really good in that
he's
too.
like, "I didn't really have to do a lot of method acting because I'm kind of a cokehead scumbag like that." So, anyways, so let's say you're watching Carlito's Way, okay? So now, when you're in the theater, let's say you watch it in the theater,
Okay.
you sit down in the theater, you start watching. Now, you literally become Al Pacino because he's the main character.
Yeah.
So you actually become sutured into the narrative, and now you are Al Pacino. And now you care. Like you just said, it's a great movie. Because in
Maybe
that movie,
I was more like the woman,
Penelope
Penelope.
Hamlin,
Yeah.
you might be. You but you
And I
identify.
was making out with Al
You're
Pacino.
exactly.
He was hot in that
You,
movie.
yeah, exactly. So basically what you're doing is you're identifying with the character. Now
Yeah.
you're completely in the movie and you're living vicariously, essentially, through these people. And now you're also emotionally invested, right?
Right.
You like Al Pacino's character, you kind of feel bad for him in the end because he
Yeah.
tries to get out, but
Totally.
then
And
he
that
can't
and
make.
then that's where I related to that character too, because it was like he was trying so hard to do the right thing, you know, and he just kept getting pulled back in by temptation.
The circumstances, what have
Yeah.
you. And I think we've talked about how people might sell their soul and get Anne Hesh in the middle of nowhere. Maybe that's what happened to Anne Hesh. Maybe she was Carlito and she was like Carlito's Way.
Yeah.
And she was like, "You know what? I want to get out of this." And they went, "No, we remote control your car into a tree."
Yeah.
But
But it's interesting we're talking about this movie too, because it's all about like mafia type, not, I mean, kind of mafia
it's a
stuff.
great movie.
Yeah.
It's
And
so good.
which is like how the government is run
That's
too,
it.
you
And
know?
what if that was the cult revealing the method in that
Yeah.
movie? Because that was a
Yeah.
long time ago.
Like you're never gonna get out.
You know, movies even back then, Carlito's Way came out in like 91. Movies back then weren't all social engineering. It was entertaining and cool,
Yeah.
and there was a little bit of social engineering. It's not like now where it's social engineering, and if you happen to be incidental,
Entertained.
it's in an incident. Yeah. It's incidental if you get entertained. So, anyways, how does this pertain to the sports betting thing? Okay, so you're sutured into the narrative. You're watching Carlito's Way. You're emotionally invested. The reason it's one of your favorite movies is because I remember that you really care about, because Al Pacino is so powerful at making you care about him.
Sympathize.
You sympathize with
Yeah.
him. You care about Al Pacino because he's so cool. So, baseball and basketball and all these pro sports, I think they're the same way. These when you're talking to a fan, the fan has become sutured into the narrative.
Totally.
And now they're emotionally invested.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen these fans, like we talked about this in our the Coliseum episode we did, where we talked about when I went to Dodger Stadium and I compared it to being in the Roman Coliseum. The fans are so like die hard into these games, you know, it's like kind of unreal, you
Yeah, and
know.
like I've been seeing like people doing kind of like over the top displays of fandom like the last couple of days, like so like
Oh yeah.
Dodger gear,
Everywhere, flags on their houses. And I've seen a
like
bunch
a
of
cute
people.
little girl. It's like,
I
what? And
know.
it's like she's like, I love the Dodgers. It's like,
Yeah.
whoa, you drink that Kool-Aid, don't
I've
you?
seen a bunch of them with Dodgers tattoos.
I got tattoo.
And I'm like, okay, the players don't even do that
I got
because they're
Bodmok.
probably gonna be on another team next season. So
Is so
they don't
dumb.
even get the Dodgers tattoo
Tells me what?
and they're playing on the
How about it's like tonight's Bodmod night.
team.
Anybody with a Dodger tattoo gets a free t-shirt.
Mm.
So what we're saying is people are emotionally invested in sports. It's a soap opera.
Yeah.
It's completely contrived. There's nothing organic going on. These people are watching a show, and what we're saying is it is rigged.
It's rigged and they're cheating and stuff.
And so how did our prediction come true?
So you heard this, I think, right?
Well, so over the weekend, I was tripping out because, we were kind of bringing up sports being rigged as just kind of something that probably has been going on since the 1919 Black Sox scandal. We were
Yeah.
just kind of bringing it up randomly, but saying, I think sports has been rigged all along. And then all of a sudden, there's this big scandal coming out with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know all the details, so I don't want to speak to all the details, but it looks like there's something fishy going on with the Lakers where they might be throwing the game. Some people are implicated in throwing the game.
Right. And tied to the gambling, like big time gambling,
Yeah.
because they know the outcome of the game.
Like if LeBron knows what's going to happen, then he can tell people, go bet big. Because this is what's going to happen. It reminds me of that one clip that was caught on a hot mic of Shaq back in like 1998.
Oh, yeah, you told me about
You ever
that.
see that?
No.
It was a trip.
What was that?
So he gets caught on a hot mic going, oh, dude, I already, it was like before the playoffs even started. And he goes, oh, no, Indiana's going to be playing us in the finals.
That's crazy. Like, how would he know that?
Yeah.
And he said it so
And it wasn't,
matter-of-factly.
yeah, and it wasn't like,
Like,
oh,
oh,
no.
probably they're.
Yeah, no, it was, like cocky, arrogant players might be like, I know who's going to be playing us. I know the best players. No, it wasn't like that. It was because I remember he even made a follow-up statement clarifying, no, the game is rigged.
Yeah.
We live in a rigged world.
Well, it's interesting because actually Bryce Harper from the Phillies just said, I think this was about maybe less than 2 weeks ago. Somebody heard him say, oh, the Dodgers are gonna win the World Series because that's what MLB wants.
See,
So
and
I don't
that's like when Brad Pitt goes, well, my career really took off when I sold my soul to Satan. Like you go, okay, is that guy joking? Is that guy being facetious?
Yeah.
Not really. He's
Yeah.
being like, I don't even think these people have the capacity for sarcasm. I think they're kind
No.
of retarded. They're kind of walkers. So they just kind of go, here's the truth. I think that's what it is. So that was a prediction that we made. We just did an episode because you went to the Dodger game like 2 weeks ago.
It was probably like three week or
It was
it
recent.
was recent. It was
It
about a
was
month
they were
ago.
in the National League Championship
Yeah.
Series then.
Yeah.
You guys went to the National League Championship Series, one of the earlier games, right?
No, it was before that. So it was probably a month and a half ago.
Okay. Nonetheless, no, it wasn't.
Was
It
it?
was not that long ago.
It
It was like two
was
weeks
about
ago,
a
3 weeks ago.
your time frame is off by a
No.
fly. It was at least 3 weeks
Was
ago.
it in October?
No.
It was in September.
Yeah.
Okay.
It
So,
was like
anyways.
one of the last regular games.
Well, what we did was we did the Coliseum episode where you were commenting on how the crowd felt like it was bread and circus.
Yeah,
It
totally.
felt like a bunch of people in
Stuff.
Rome that were going to the praetorium.
Stuffing themselves with nachos and beer.
Dodger Stadium's
Yeah.
a praetorium.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they don't have like people vomiting. Like that's gonna be the next step. Like they'll be like, oh, here, this way. And like instead of like the restrooms, they also have a vomit area. Cause that's what the Romans used to do. So we did that episode. But then the next episode we did Afternoon Delight.
Yeah.
And we did kind of like
Because I had a prediction about the outcome of that game,
because
and I was right.
you had a prediction about the outcome of the game, and you suggested that they were going to rig it on purpose to prolong the series for ratings and money. And
And
then they did,
drama. Yeah.
and drama, and then they did. So that was when we had that episode was called Our Pro Sports Rigged. And then this weekend we had the story. So that was cool because that means our reading of the tea leaves is accurate. And we're not just up here just like talking about nonsense. We're talking about very real things. Pro sports is rigged. It's a big soap opera. It's designed to keep people sutured into that narrative. Why? Bread and circus. What is bread and circus? What did it was juvenile. It was not Julius Caesar. It was juvenile. And what did he say?
He said, "Give them bread and circus, and they will never revolt."
And they'll never revolt. And why would bread and circus be so important today? Because
Distraction.
if there's ever been a time for people to revolt, the time is now.
Right.
We've got a digital prison being built. We've got tyranny over us with a heavy, heavy thumb over us.
And they've got to keep everybody just distracted and sedated by all of this stuff so that they don't revolt. They don't complain or even notice what's happening. Most people don't even notice what's happening.
Like if you would have to take your life in your hands, but like in the parking lot, if you were like doing a survey with Dodger fans and saying, come here, come here, come here. How do you feel about the digital prison being built? Or how do
They
you,
have no
they
clue.
have no idea, all right? And they'd be like, come here, Dodger fan, come
They'd
here.
be like, "I gotta get in my
Yeah,
Waymo."
exactly. Excuse me, how do you feel about your freedom of speech being infringed these days? Or being able to speak about that country from 1948? They would probably none of them have any opinion at all,
No.
but they'll know exactly how many hits Otani has.
Exactly.
So, anyways, that was the first prediction. So that was cool. So that shows we're on it.
Yeah. So then we've talked multiple times about the dangers of the digital world, coming and what, I mean, we've gone into detail about how basically the plan is to get us into a digital world where we have digital currency, everything is tracked and traced, and we're controlled and probably only allowed to like live in a certain area. And I think they're implementing this in the UK now. Like they're basically like confining people to certain areas. And what they're going to do is start implementing like a carbon tax. So if you go out of your area, you're going to be taxed.
They have that
That's
already.
probably how it will start. And then where it will end up is you won't even be able to get out of your area because your electric car won't work or won't. So this kind of covers two of the categories that we just saw
Well,
coming
what's the
true.
other aspect of that too is they're building a profile.
They're building a profile.
Because that's
So.
important. So it's not only surveillance. It's not only surveillance, it's also like Palantir's business model is we surveil you, we listen to everything you say, we watch you everywhere you go, and we also pay attention to all your purchasing habits and everything. So we're surveilling you comprehensively, but
Yeah.
that's not all. We
No.
now we kind of crunch the data and give you a score.
Right.
That's gnarly.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's going on. And then we found something that happened recently that made us go, wait a second, we were just kind of talking about that.
Yeah. So, it was a cop, a police officer at some event doing crowd control, and he had a like a little device that he was just scanning the crowd with, like aiming it at people's faces. And it was to see, it was facial recognition to see if any of the people in the crowd like had a profile that was,
You know what that made me
negative.
think? Now they can do that with a group of people. They can
Yeah.
just kind of mass face scan everybody, and those who are flagged will immediately pop up.
Exactly.
And how do you get flagged these days? What if you get flagged for saying stuff that they don't like?
We're probably
You're
flagged.
probably flagged.
Yeah.
It's like, excuse me, come here,
Yeah.
you know.
That's why, like you don't want to be face scanning. I just listened to an interesting podcast this morning. I think it was on Jimmy Dore. He was,
I know Jimmy
okay,
Dore.
he was interviewing this lady and she was talking about the real ID. And we've talked about that before too, and how you should not get the real ID because that's basically going to put you in a federal digital surveillance ID. It's going to track everything you do. It's not like a just a regular driver's license. So anyway,
You get put into their Palantir
you
system.
get put into the system, and one of the aspects of that is the facial recognition. They make you take a they take a digital picture of you that goes into this digital system. So when you go to the airport and they want to like take your ticket, and then like they say go stand in front of this camera, and they want to take the digital picture of you. I always like decline that, and it says that you can decline it now. Like maybe they won't let you soon, but the more people that refuse it, the better. Because what this lady was saying though in this podcast I listened to was she said you have to decline it before you give them your ID. Because if you give them your ID first, for some reason they put it in and then they tell you you can't decline it, which you still can, but it turns into a whole big like argument. So you just decline it first before you hand over your boarding pass and your ID.
Well,
Because what's happening with the digital, those digital cameras, they're collecting your pictures. Like the more they keep collecting them, they have more of them on like in their system. And so the cameras begin, the system begins to be able to recognize you wherever you go,
yeah.
because it's got like all these images of you, like in various states, like, different haircuts, different whatever. So now there's just like metrics on your face that the cameras will recognize. So no matter where you are, you're going to be recognized.
And then it's gonna be like Tom Cruise
Minority Report.
when he's walking through the mall, and it's going, "Hello, Mr. Anderson, here."
They're going to be like, Butterfly, we got some cute boots over here. Come here, these are just your size.
I heard you mentioning these last night. Here, I know, and people are like, "That's great. I
Yeah,
love
so
that."
convenient. I love new boots.
Until all of a sudden, you have run afoul of the culture club. Plus, I think people don't want to really come to terms with the fact that. The people that are running the show want to exterminate.
That's the thing.
You're not invited to participate.
No.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to seduce you so that you're kind of lulled into their death
It's
trap.
not for your convenience or your safety. Everything that they put out there is under the guise of this is for your safety. And when you hear that, you really got a question. And now it's like a lot of it's like how convenient. And so many people are going along with it like, oh, it's so convenient.
Palantir actually kills some people to keep them safe.
Right.
We've talked about that.
Well, they have to kill some people to keep, they'd probably be like, worse off. It's like the people that the people that ended up like, in the hospital with cooties, but they said they would have been worse if they hadn't got the pokey poke.
Oh yeah, that
It
argument. Oh yeah.
would have been so much worse.
You know, well, wait a
I just
second.
had my leg amputated and I'm
Yeah.
like on life support, but it would have been so much worse.
That was like
Or
that
the
one
people who
girl.
were dead, it would have been worse.
That was like, there's worse things than death. There's quicker death. You know, that was like that one girl who took the pokies and like, she goes, "Well, I'm paralyzed from the chest down now." And they go, "That sucks. That sucks. You're paralyzed from the chest down? Yes. So you regret taking the shots, clearly." "No, I would take them again." It's like, "Well, why?" "Well, I just had a bad reaction.
It could have been so much
It
worse.
could have been so much worse. At least I didn't get COVID. I could have had a slight cold, but instead I'm paralyzed from the waist down." So anyways, so that was a kind of a prediction because we were kind of talking about that with our Palantir episode.
Right.
We were talking about how Palantir in Gaza, Palantir in Gaza, they basically go, "Okay, let's just because they do that face scanning there." So all the people that live in Gaza, they kind of live in like a shithole.
They live in a prison.
Have you ever seen Gaza? It's not nice.
No.
Like, if you go, Mike, you just won two tickets to Gaza. I'd be like, I think I'm gonna give my tickets away. You know? So, anyways.
But there's going to be Trump Gaza.
Yeah.
His
That's
casino.
well, they have to exterminate everyone first. So I think what they do is they just kind of scan all those people's faces. And then what Palantir does is goes, good, good, good. So now we know which ones that we want to kill. Because I think they kind of like decided how to kill people. So they give them a kill score. So that's what they're doing here, but people are like kind of clueless. They're doing that here. So now, like, you see the Go Fish movement or the Go Kings movement, No Kings movement. That is justification for Palantir. Because what they're going to do is people are going to start being violent. They're going to do stupid stuff. There's going to be like blue-haired lesbians that are going to go do stupid stuff. There's going to be kook Antifa dudes that are going to go do stupid stuff. There's going to be conservatives who are like, we're at war, you know? So what they're going to do is they're going to build a Palantir score on these people. And the Palantir score is going to be how they're going to corral people into their digital prisons.
Exactly.
So we predicted that.
We did.
Do we have any other predictions? Because
That was pretty
that was pretty
awesome.
heavy.
I know. Well, yeah, there was another one too. So, you know how we've talked endlessly about the dangers of the electric cars, not only because they like blow up and you can't put the fires out, but just the whole idea of like the fact that they can be remotely controlled and turned off,
You can get in and
so
hitched.
you can get unhinged. So what if you like, you know, do something they don't like, or maybe you buy too much whatever, or you're exceeding your carbon allotment? They can just turn it off or decide that you can't charge. And we've talked about this a bunch of times. And I don't know why people don't think about like, you know, how they have these rolling blackouts. How are you going to charge your car when you have a rolling blackout anyway? But anyway,
It's a keep up with the Joneses mentality. People don't think about the drawbacks of electric cars and Teslas. They just go, oh my God, it's the new thing. It's like COVID, Ukraine. Tesla is the new thing. And so they're like, ooh, and electric cars.
So I heard about I've actually been hearing that people, a lot of people are not happy with them,
Oh,
and
yeah.
they're wanting to like get rid of them.
Oh, that's right. So it's kind of like leaving Scientology. Like, once you buy a Tesla, they're like,
You
excuse
can't.
me.
So I don't know what I don't know the details of this story either, or what the details of owning a Tesla are, but some guy bought a used Tesla, and for whatever reason, it was, I guess you're not, I don't know, not allowed to buy them or sell them before a certain amount of time or something. I'm not sure what the details were.
What?
They turned off the ability for him to charge this car. So
They can
now,
remotely do that.
yeah, so now he's got this car that he can't charge. So basically, it's useless.
Well, see, now this kind of pertains to the Palantir score thing too, because now if you're being digitally surveilled and given a score and then put into the system, now based on that score, you can have certain privileges. Like, you don't get to drive your electric car, and then you go, okay, well, that's fine, I'll take public transport. Well, you don't take public transportation either. No. Palantir has said you're not allowed to leave your 15-minute city.
Epiphany.
Epiphany.
So maybe this guy, maybe they're already doing, I mean, we know they are, but maybe this guy did something that gave him a low social credit score. And so that was the reason why he was not allowed to charge this car.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
know?
Exactly. How do you know? I mean, so they can turn off that kind of functionality. What makes you think that they can't just all of a sudden have you go off a cliff?
Or just turn it off. Like maybe you've decided to go on a lo
I
long
would
road trip.
never feel comfortable driving a Tesla,
No. Maybe you've
especially after all
decided
the things I've said
to
about
go
other
on
countries
a
and my age.
maybe you're on a long road trip and they're like, no, that's exceeding your carbon limit. And so you get like half, you're driving from like San Diego to like, you know, San Francisco, and you get like you get to
Soledad,
Soledad,
you're just in
you
Soledad, like
get
stopped by the
Soledad.
side of the road.
There's like nothing but like fields and stuff. And
farm workers and like
you had like this
cartel members.
You had this whole image of like going into San Francisco and having like this great weekend, and you end up in Soledad because you can't go any further. They just turn your car off.
You know what's so funny?
Then you can't even get home. So you're stuck there. So you have to move there.
Do you know what's so funny? What? That you just mentioned that is I got stranded in Soledad.
Did you?
I fell asleep at the wheel.
Oh, like literally?
I had a 1980 Toyota pickup with a shell. Uh-huh. And I had two dudes in the back, and I was driving back from San Francisco to, you know where Tulare is?
Yeah.
So I was driving from San Francisco to Tulare, and if you know the road there, it's as far as you can see straight.
Yeah, it is.
And I had no sleep. I'd been partying all night, and I was trying to drive, and I fell fast asleep going 75 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just went off the side of the road, and I woke up in the barbed wire fence that lines the highway.
Wow.
And I was like,
that is scary.
It was gnarly. But then you know how when you first wake up, you're just kind of calm?
Yeah.
So I woke up and I was like,
whoa. You were really napping.
I was like,
you might have been asleep for like 5 miles.
Who knows? So I woke up and I was like all calm and relaxed. And I was like, whoa, I'm in a barbed wire fence. And I just calmly steered back out of it. So I pull up to the shoulder, but the barbed wire had ripped my gas tank off my car.
No way.
So I couldn't start it. It's because it ripped my gas tank off.
Gosh, that's crazy.
So the two dudes in the back were not harmed. They barely woke up.
They were still
so sleeping. They get out. And then this just goes to show you what kind of friends I had. They immediately hitchhike and just abandoned me there.
Oh, my gosh.
They stuck their thumbs out. And the first car came and picked them up. That's so scary. Now I'm alone with my car.
So sad.
So finally, the tow truck comes. They tow me to Soledad. And so I'm in that little town. Have you ever been to Soledad?
I passed through it.
It's not much.
Yeah.
Especially back in 1994.
Yeah.
This was 1994. So there was like a gas station and a restaurant and a bar. So
there's always a bar.
That back then there was no such thing as Zelle.
Yeah.
There was no such thing as like sending money to people.
Yeah.
So I had to do.
Well, that's a whole other digital thing that I think
yeah.
is the problem.
So do you remember they used to have this service called Western Union?
Yeah.
So I had to use Western Union. So the Western Union me money, and it was like $400.
Mm.
So I get $400, and then the guy goes, you better just stay right here because those vatos out there, they saw that you had $400, and they're going to steal it from you.
Oh, my God.
And it was cool. He was like my guardian angel.
Wow.
And he protected me because it was 2 hours till the bus came. So it's so weird that you brought that up because that you just brought up being stranded in Soledad because I got stranded in Soledad.
That's funny.
So anyways, that's exactly what we were talking about though. If you are not aware of, see, what we talk about a lot, it's slippery slopes.
Slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope mm-hmm. if they can control your car in any capacity.
Right.
When you go buy a 1957 Chevy, the government does not have any control remotely over your vehicle.
Right. I heard that anything before 2008 is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
I'm thinking you're better off fixing up those cars.
Yeah.
Because, dude, if they can take over your car, it's gnarly.
It's gnarly. What? Well,
Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Talked about him.
What else can they do? I mean, if they have like control over your car.
Princess Di.
Whether you can drive or not. Like.
Whether you can drive or not. So yes, basically.
I think they've had this technology for a long time.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too.
But they're making it widespread now.
And I think also that East Palestine train crash was probably remote control that took over that train.
For sure.
And we
Malaysia flight
mm-hmm. and 9/11.
Yep.
Might have been remote controlling airplanes into the buildings.
If you believe there really were airplanes.
Exactly. There's a lot of lies. It's hard to sift through the lies. There could be a lie about a lie. So anywho, that was a really interesting kind of prediction too. So what we're finding is that these things that we're bringing up aren't just random.
No.
You and I don't just talk about inane things.
No.
We're talking about very real things that we're making predictions. We're not necessarily predicting things, but what we'll do is we'll talk about a subject, and then all of a sudden there'll be a news story that pertains specifically to that thing.
Right.
And that just goes to show, not patting ourselves on the back too hard, but we're kind of the bomb. You know,
yeah.
We're kind of like reading the tea leaves accurately.
Yeah.
And what audience, thank you for listening. With most of the people that you're getting information from out there being controlled opposition, it's nice to have somebody out there who we're honest. You and I aren't getting any money from the Culture Club.
Yeah.
We're just being honest and our takes are accurate.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think we're part of the movement that's going to Taking power back.
Totally.
Was there another one?
Well, that was it for now, but I have a feeling that we might be doing these predictions coming true episodes
Yeah,
more.
that's true.
You know what I
I think
mean?
we should do that.
I think maybe like
When a few of them come true again, we should do a review.
we'll have like predictions coming true part two
Yeah,
or
like,
part three and part four.
did we have predicted Elon going into the background?
Oh, we did.
That was
Yeah,
next thing on the XAI.
we
We were
did.
talking about him, and we were like, dude, I see him getting voted off Pleasure Island. And
Yeah.
have you noticed Elon's kind of just like having sex with another woman to have another kid right now? I don't know where
Oh
he's
God, number 15 or something.
He'll probably name this one a different equation,
Yeah.
but he's like not in the in crowd anymore.
Yeah, he kind of got booted out of the in crowd.
So we kind of predicted that
We
too.
did.
Well, we're the ball. I
That
hate to say it.
was so cool.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay,
Good.
great talking to you.
You too.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.